Good evening, Dr. Schneider. Getting a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Robert Cassidy. This goes to the VA. 1/11/21/23, Mr. Cassidy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort, still leaving the patient with a minimal restrictive lung disorder. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Robert Cassidy. This goes to the VA on 11/21/23. Mr. Cassidy performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 238 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 87% at the end of the study, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 11/21/23, Mr. Horgan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airway obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/20/5/23, there's been improvement in flow rates, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing improvement, period. Next, 12 lead EKG on patient Carlina Taylor. On 11/21/23, Mrs. Taylor performed a 12 lead EKG, period. The patient is in normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal, period. And paragraph impression, normal EKG, period. Thank you.